is the stuff.
Never had it.
What is it made out of? How? What makes it different?
It's made honestly, out of Kewpie, I don't know. Duh. Maybe more egg yolks. I don't know. It's Kewpie? It's Japanese.
How do you spell it?
Kewpie. Kewpie.
Kewpie.
Yeah, Kewpie, if you want to call it that.
Main ingredients are oil, egg, and vinegar. That's just regular mayo. What do you mean it's better? It's just mayo.
I don't know. They do something different. It is definitely the best.
Nuh-uh.
It beats Duke's.
The secrets of Kewpie mayonnaise contains four egg yolks per 500 grams.
There you go. I thought it had more egg yolks.
The amino acids yielded the protein egg yolks as a key factor for Kewpie's tasty, savory flavor. So it's just 95% egg yolk then.
Dang. Higher in protein.
Dang, boy.
Yeah, I want that. It's good. So it's you can
the
find
pictures
it.
On it are just it on slices of tomatoes. Who's eating it like that?
So
it's, my mom does that.
What? Don't you stop it. You stop it right now. Stop it.
She'll take like homegrown
tomato sandwich with fresh garden tomatoes.
Yeah, I was just going to say she grows her own pepper. Yeah, she grows her own tomatoes. She slices them up and then puts mayo and salt on it.
What do you mean tomato sandwich?
So good.
Just tomatoes and bread?
Yep. That's it. You can use bread if you want.
You guys are degenerates.
No, it's good. Have you ever had it? Hey, Joey. Bam. Spam.
Bam.
Spam?
No, yes. Bam.
You thought spam was gross. I showed you it wasn't.
Spam is meat, though. I know what tomatoes and bread taste like.
No, you don't.
It's just, yeah.
Okay.
Now with this Kewpie mayo, you don't.
I'm going to order it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to say it has dog water.
I bet you will, damn it.
Does it have to be garden tomatoes? Because that would require a lot of work, and I'm not going to do that.
It has to be fresh garden tomatoes. They're totally different from what you get at the store.
Damn it. I don't have garden tomatoes. But dang it.
I mean, so if you come here one of these days this summer, we'll probably have some.
Listen, I've had a tomato sandwich because it's a regular sandwich where you get one of the last bites where the meat is gone and all you have is bread, mayo, and tomato. And I'm like, you know, it serves its purpose, but I'm not going to eat an entire sandwich of that. That's too much.
It has to be a garden tomato. If it's a garden tomato, it makes all the difference.
Now,
I should put my join Discord call as the farting on my roommate's door.
That'd be appropriate. You're like the first one to join though every week though.
I am.
Yeah. And Soundpoints don't contribute to the podcast anymore.
I mean, I can always just leave and come back.
That's valid. But the listeners never hear these anyway, so
no, I mean, really I wish they did.
They're completely invalid.
I'll put it on my voice mod soundboard so it goes through my mic instead.
You'd have to do that because I'm not editing under the tables. Okay, it's gotta stop somewhere.
What?
I can't edit all the episodes and then have to edit the UTTs. It's too much. It's enough to break a man.
You're doing a great
broken.
Job, Joey.
I'm broken.
I love you.
No, I'm broken. You're telling me I'm crazy for hating.
You're not working hard enough. You're not working hard enough.
I'm doubling your salary.
Sick. From zero to...
Oh, sick. $10?
To zero times two. Awesome. That's twice the amount of zeros.
You hear that, listeners? Donate to this poor guy. Go to the Outspoken podcast. Help this guy out. He's hungry.
Outspoken. Yeah, use that donation link on our Spotify.
Or tomato sandwiches.
Send me garden tomatoes.
We need to help him live.
My address is 1345.
We need something that's like Toys for Tots for Joey, but we need
tomatoes for Joe.
Right.
I was going to say Toast for Joe's.
Toast for Joe's. Yeah. Well, that'll have to be on our Patreon.
These are just feet pics.
No, I meant tomatoes.
I'll take them. Oh, no, hold on, Cheddar.
Would go good with this rock. Tomato.
Oh, hold on. Let me see what we're cooking with here. Oh, those are some good tootsies. Wow.
Whoa.
Toast for Joe's has been a success.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where are you getting feet pics? I don't see anything.
It said Toes for Joe's, and this is what they send me. I can't. Oh,
listen, Joe, don't leak our DMs, okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Can I leak my OF?
I mean, as your manager, sure.
No. You can't actually. We'll get banned from the site, but you can put your Linktree in, which can have your OF on it.
Linktree, yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's a multi-way stream.
Know that, Sam. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
Experience.
No.
Oh, no. Oh man.
Oh.
Huh?
Gotta have only mans.
Oh no. No. There's just not as much money. It's strictly OF. I'm sorry.
I had to
shell out. I'm sorry.
I go Snapchat Premium, OF, and Patreon, and it pays off. It pays the bills.
There you go.
Snapchat Premium.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that is.
I heard about someone was talking about it on the radio. Jeez. Yeah.
Isn't that where you pay a service to view someone's
it's like exclusive Snapchats. Like you have your public Snapchat and you can set your premium and like only your subscribers get those Snapchats.
Mm-hmm. It's like on OF where you can have like the free taster content and then like a bunch of pictures will be on there and it'll say you have to must be subscribed to view.
You seem very knowledgeable in this topic.
Yeah, this
it seems kind of worrying.
We need to. Yeah.
We share our feet pics with
now. Okay. With all right. Now,
damn it, Joey.
Sam is currently drinking a Japanese soda.
What it's ramen.
Sam knows what QP mayo is. Testify, Sam.
He knows what poopy mayo is.
Tell us how much better QP mayo is.
What?
QP mayo.
QP mayonnaise.
Why would you assume I know what that is?
Wait, you hate mayonnaise. Never mind. My apologies.
I had a momentary
brain block. You don't like
mayonnaise. I'm a little more open to mayonnaise. Like spicy mayo, pretty good. There's a Cajun or chipotle mayo or something that they have in the calf.
I put on my garlic mayo out there.
Oh, I mean, used to be able to taste it from 6 miles away in a potato salad. So
yeah, I don't know why I hated it so much. I think my taste buds changed though. I enjoy it more.
It happens. It's a thing.
Yeah, but I'm still not a big Still not a big fan of peanut butter though.
What?
Aww.
What?
What? What?
Oh,
what? Like one what? Of the...
That was good.
What? That one gets through to listeners.
Yes, it does. Well, unless somebody edits them out.
I don't.
You do?
I don't all edit the UTTs. Nuh-uh.
No, on the UTTs. You do in the episode, chatter. Though.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. I've heard it not be there.
Nuh-uh. How could you hear something not be there? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
He has the memories of a man who knows where something's supposed to be.
Although I have
the memory of a sloth and an elephant combined.
I have the penis of one.
Elephants don't forget anything. Anyway.
It makes sense because it doesn't make any sense.
That makes total sense. I get that.
One of my favorite terms I think I've heard recently as a streamer, they're like my chatters have started saying that the ones that have paid for my battle pass on OnlyFans have started saying this, and I don't like it.
My hung battle like, pass?
Hung that. Like a mouse.
That's Lenny.
Yeah, well, I'm hung like a barnacle.
A barnacle?
Yeah.
Barnacles
don't hang. So that means you're really sharp and stiff.
Well, barnacles actually have the largest penis compared to their body because they can actually stretch up to 9 centimeters.
No, because you said you were a movie. Really? Writer, so
yeah, because like they don't move. They have to. So with barnacles, they like, you know, they're like stuck in one place.
Right.
What they do is they reach out to their peepees to other ones and they inseminate them there and then retract them back.
I don't think those are
it's
penises.
Like, so it's like a turtle.
Is that a penis?
Turtle? A turtle's penis like rolls out and unfurls.
Yeah, like a fire hose.
I can't believe we're talking about penises on the UTT, but I can't because
after last week,
I really can't believe it.
That's why I said I was going to.
You know,
it was just a second.
Look, I have a confession. No, I have a confession to make. I'm actually hung like a koala. I have two penises.
Sick.
Don't know.
When did this happen? I used to change your diapers. Did you have an accident?
Oh, you don't know. That happens to guys in puberty.
That's weird to think of, by the way, too.
No, it does?
I was going to say, I went through puberty like 6 times. So, you know, another one just came out eventually.
Oh, my goodness. That explains so much.
That means you should have 6 peni, though.
That explains so much. No,
you have to go through three puberties to get one
you
more
know
peni.
I'm sorry, it's
buy two, get one free. I got it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was never upset with you. If you would have told me that, you would have had my sympathies and
can I have one
understandings and no you don't want that.
I can use yours
to make mine look bigger.
I think I can build an extension
Yeah, I leased them out.
It's an adapter.
An adapter. Yeah.
Adapter. Good night. Is it plug and play though, or do you have to program it?
I bought the wrong side.
It should be plug and play.
I need an adapter.
There's a 24/7. Secure it with some Velcro.
There's a 24/7 support line adapter. Just in case.
Oh, don't give me that 24/7 support line stuff. You know it's somebody from India or Pakistan that you can't understand actually the word they're saying.
Yeah. No, it's actually me. I have my cell on me at all times, and it'll be a direct line to me.
Hello? It's just him. This is Adra Shabakashar. It's just how are you today? I am your support.
It's Sam with an Indian accent.
The closer to like midnight you call me, the more Indian I sound.
Hello, you have reached Avic Tech Support. How can I help you for today?
I heard you're having trouble with your penis.
You're having trouble with your Windows device. You need to hold down Windows and R and type in CMD.
I got an orange website. Oh my goodness, that hurts. Jeez.
Wait, I'm on OnlyFans. How'd that happen?
Oh, you opened up your recent bookmark.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go to my work website and open up my W4. Why is this OnlyFans?
That's why you have virus. That's why you have virus on your device.
Why did a Target gift card come up on my screen for $1,000 and it just says confirm?
Just click the confirm button. Yes. It automatically connect to your bank.
Yes.
And then it take care of all your problems.
Why did you spend it?
I need you to go to your bank account login page and go ahead and type in the username and password and then copy paste it to our text chat.
Have you guys seen those videos where people like reverse prank the
those
scam so callers?
I want to do them.
I saw this one where he was acting like an old woman or whatever, and he's like, "Okay, I'm going to press send," and then he's like, "No, why would you press that?
Why did you send it? Over and over again. Furious.
It actually took the money from the scam person. Yes. It was funny.
I would love to learn how to hack just to mess with those guys. I call them.
Those are great.
Call those ethical hackers.
Yeah.
I've seen the ones where they manage to somehow get like the IP address and like get a whole bunch of information and infiltrate like the scammer places and get into their webcams, the CCTV cams, like in their offices. And then he'll be on the call with them and he'll get on the call with them and kind of like try like figure out which one he's calling. And then he'll be like, "Yeah, can you tell your neighbor this and this and this, the one wearing the blue shirt?" And he's just like, and then you'll see them just like,
"What the hell?"
What the hell?
What the hell?
Can we clip that? I need that on the soundboard. That needs to be on the soundboard.
I bet.
That shouldn't have been funny, but boy, that was just
that was so perfect. Like the pause, this
what
dead
the heck,
silence.
What the hell?
We need a soundboard from each of us on the soundboard.
We should.
I want to do ammo because I love all of you, and I want to eat your liver when you're not looking.
And I show my pecker. Go back into Sorcerer's Edge Season 2 and get my little outburst.
This is bolts.
Yeah.
That, yes, no doubt. Bulb.
This is bulb.
That was awesome.
Yes.
That was totally wicked.
Or we could get some of the clips from when you were drunk and you don't remember anything you said.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was epic.
Like the one where you almost gave us your social security.
Right?
Wait. Wait, that sounds real. Don't.
And then
I don't know why we were upset about it. It's not like it was live. I mean,
it's no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I would not have edited it out.
I would not.
Nope.
Dang.
You live with your consequences of your actions.
Yeah, yeah, something I gotta live
can't,
with.
I can't even have God anyone throw me a favor by adding like a little 2 second boop to something that could potentially change my life.
No.
Hey, no. Look, I don't need it. A green screen. I actually cleaned my office space.
There's a fire in the wall.
I didn't. I don't care.
There is.
Oh yeah, the wall is on fire. It.
Sick.
I'm kind of envious of it.
What is that poster? Yeah.
I wish I was in the wall.
No,
I wish I was in your wall.
He looks fine.
Turns around and looks.
Chatter.
I mowed the lawn today in 30 degree weather.
Yeah, I was gonna do that, but then I was like, nah, I'll wait till tomorrow.
I like mowing in cold because I hate mowing in the hot.
I mean, it was nice to not be dripping sweat all over the place.
Yes, it's
but it was cold.
It's like air conditioning, but outside.
I have another. Oh my god!
I'm excited.
I have another confession to make, Dad. You're gonna be a little disappointed.
Oh,
yeah. I gave in, and I did some drunk Overwatch last night.
Oh no! You're not gonna see it drunk.
Yes,
that
was the first time I'd ever.
Oh, I've redownloaded Overwatch for this particular reason.
Wait a minute. Did you do the Overwatch?
I'm sorry, Danny. I told
game?
You lifted that bottle of tea up, and that totally looked like a bottle of Jack for a
it
second.
It totally did.
I was like, "What the heck?"
I was gonna go get one. We're all alcoholics now. Sit.
That's it. So I'm getting alcohol tomorrow.
I'm
gonna pick it back up.
There it is.
Alcohol. So
this is a ginger. This is a gingerbread old fashioned.
I don't have anything against it, and Dad, you know my stance on this. I don't have anything against it, and you know, in a social setting, I'll have a cocktail or a double pour or something.
Minus the tail.
Tail. I don't have any in my house because of the kids.
That's not a bad thing.
I don't.
But you got guns in your house.
I teach them how to shoot things.
They can't get drunk off of guns.
Maybe they should.
I put a gun on them only. I'm sober.
They suck on the barrel. They're the only thing they're gonna get is lead.
I've never gotten drunk off a block. What did you start to say, Sam?
This is mad.
The only thing for me is just like if I'm. You know, if I'm with friends and we're just having like a drinking game night or something, and it's like a social setting, like you said, that's basically kind of like I don't think I'll ever really drink anything on my own for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I get drunk by myself all the time.
The only thing I was having though was I was just making strawberry guava mojitos. I got like the little Simply mixer stuff.
That sounds good.
Ooh,
it was pretty good actually. They were pretty good.
That sounds good.
I got compliments from my
mojito.
I got compliments from my friend group too. He's like, good for you for your first drink being like a mojito and not like a Coke and rum.
That's fair.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds really elitist, but I thought, okay, thanks.
Yeah. I don't know. The hardest thing I ever had was what Uncle Randy gave me. So
yeah,
which
was
that?
Yeah. Oh, that was like what was
Uncle Randy? Sounds like a mixture.
121 or 126 proof.
Yeah.
It was a bourbon.
It was pretty good.
What about that moonshine you got?
It actually had really good flavor.
Fan of slippery nipples.
90 proof.
This is 40. The rum.
I like a good blowjob myself.
Yeah,
me too.
Well,
A good sexual beach.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are great.
I don't know. I don't like getting sand everywhere.
Wait. Sometimes at the same time.
Wait. A blowjob and a sexual beach. You know, there's probably one called a blowjob on a beach.
There probably is.
What if there was a slippery nipple blowjob?
Slippery nipple blowjob.
Yeah.
joking.
Under the table where we teach you how to drink in a sexy way.
What one of the people was having that sounded completely awful to me was it was espresso martinis.
Oh no. Really good.
That sounded like awful. I was like, that sounds awful.
Really good. Really good.
Is that like a rum chata?
Nope.
I love rum chata.
It's espresso. Espresso vodka and Kahlua.
Vodka is the worst thing ever. I don't know why anyone would drink that. I'm judging.
It's in coffee. It's in coffee.
I'm judging you.
No, vodka is awful.
I'm judging
why anyone would just like drink vodka just plain by itself.
I don't know. I had I had pineapple.
You know what's even
vodka once, and it was actually really good.
Even worse than vodka.
Well, that's a little different. It's flavored. Vodka by itself is just.
Pine gin before is the worst thing I've ever that's ever been put to my lips.
If you get a good gin, that's
a step below me. Let's go.
I'm a bourbon and whiskey guy myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just know one thing. I will never drink brandy a day in my life ever again.
Brandy.
Probably brandy. the worst drunk and the worst hangover I've ever had.
So I've been told, never experienced this, but I've been told wine is one of the worst drunks because the next day you are
horny,
dehydrated, you're thirsty, you drink water,
I'll try it.
And you get drunk all over again. It like re-releases it into your system.
Sick.
Doesn't sound like a good thing to do.
Pretty drunk, sweet.
I'm gonna get wine drunk on Sunday and then go into work and drink a shit ton of water.
Hey guys, I got my shower
water cooler, man.
I've just been drinking water.
I've joked about like sneaking in like a one of the 5 gallon barrels full of. It wouldn't be full of vodka because that's expensive. Unless you use Hawkeye, then it's like 37 cents. But I've joked about doing that just as a social experiment to see if anybody would say anything or not. Alex left.
Sorry, Alex.
We have standards here.
Damn it.
He's like, I only talk to hookers and smoke cigars.
That's true. Alex and I are cigar smokers.
Yep. Up.
I like
a cigar is awesome.
I pay my prostitutes hourly to review books with them.
I don't think I could start smoking even if I wanted to. I gag just from smelling it.
Cigars are easy because you don't inhale.
You don't inhale. It's all about the flavor.
Yeah, you just keep it in your mouth.
They're really good.
You don't want a store bought. You know, mass produced. You want a hand rolled something nice. You know,
I get the store bought. Cheapy cheaps.
Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong with
you, Alex?
I don't know. Like the store bought cigars are too chewy for me.
That's
that's like I think you're doing it wrong,
dude. That's like a nice being a box wine mom.
I've graduated to a pipe. I don't smoke cigars all that much.
I totally see that.
He's the classiest out of all of us.
He's in a bathrobe with a pipe right now. I know it.
He is.
It's not even tied in the front or anything. You just freeballing it.
And water in a martini glass. With olives in it.
That's just olive water.
He's got that suave haircut.
Yes.
He does have that suave haircut.
We're talking about suave.
It's cucumber water, not olive water.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
I hate cucumbers.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
What?
Yeah, I love pickles. I hate cucumbers.
Are you secretly a cat?
Interesting. I mean, he might be.
Cats are the only thing I know that hate cucumbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meow.
I think I see a litter box in the corner.
Give me the most Garfield meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I abhor Mondays, John.
Lasagna is my favorite meal.
Lasagna's good, but Monday lasagna's gotta be the worst.
Yes.
But leftover Monday lasagna is the best.
Oh, meow.
Because it's not on Monday.
That is right.
It's too bad there's never leftover Monday lasagna.
I just want to say Joey's thing is frozen on my screen, and this is the face that I'm getting.
It wasn't frozen. It was just.
Oh, he's not frozen?
He's not frozen.
Oh.
I got you.
Hey, man. You guys.
Oh, yeah, it is April 20th today. Hey, man, we're all supposed to talk like Sven today.
It's Hitler's birthday.
Oh.
It's your cousin Brody's birthday, too.
It's also Hitler's birthday.
Really?
Yeah, happy birthday. Not realize that. I'll have to tell Brody.
Yeah. Hey, Brody, you share a birthday with Hitler.
Job.
Nice, man. Nice.
Hope you're not Jewish.
Actually, I hope you are so you can stick it to him. Stick it to the man.
Yeah, that Hitler guy.
Yeah. Yeah, stick it.
Just posting pictures of each other.
All right. I've made a decision.
Oh, man. I am solving the foes.
Oh.
He's dead.
Hey, Alex, man. So, QP mayonnaise, Danny.
Pretty good.
What's your stance on
very
it?
Very creamy, very delectable.
It's just eggs.
Yes!
It's just good. Eggs.
Told you. It's just eggs. All right. Wait a minute. What about a tomato sandwich?
Oh, I love tomato sandwiches.
Yes! See? Told you, Joey.
Nice thick tomatoes.
Yes.
So, and then you put mayonnaise on the bread, salt, yep. Pepper on the tomato.
Yes.
Really frisky. You yes. Put on some yellow mustard.
I do feel frisky.
All right. Yeah. Maybe some cheese. American cheese.
You know, so I went to...
Man, cheese, that's it. Too much. Though. That's running all the line.
It's good without it. You really don't eat it with the mayonnaise.
What?
You know, there he is. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute.
There we go. I switched everything.
I want to see you wrap that's your lips pipe. Around that pipe.
That's his pipe.
Wrap your lips around
that's
that pipe.
That's what he did.
Yeah. Yeah, so, pull it out.
Yeah,
pull
it unfurl out. That thing. Unfurl yeah. That thing.
I like that. So simple, basic. Yeah. I like that. It's not my job, so it's not cliche.
It's average pipe. Yeah.
So it needs to be also, longer.
Everyone,
what do you mean? That's pretty average.
Keep the new profile.
Okay, there's more corn cob. Not quite corn cob, but that's a straight one.
All
right. Oh, wow. All right, so what kind of tobaccos? You have any vanilla or chocolate?
I don't. I have this one. There's a pipe shop in the city close to me, semi-close to me, and it's like this cherry maple.
Cherry bomb?
It's really good. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just...
So my uncle...
I'm drinking
cherry bombs are my favorite
drink. It tastes sugar. Like candy. So.
My uncle used to smoke... it must have been like a cherry Cavendish. When I was a kid, it smelled... I've never been able to find it just by itself, but that stuff always smells so good. Cigarette smoke and all that nasty, that stuff actually smells good.
Mm-hmm. Weed smells really good when you smoke it.
Yeah,
that I wouldn't know anything about.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
And everything tastes good after you do, man.
Like a skunk.
Since we're all doing alcohol.
It smells awful. I cannot stand weed smell. It's anytime you go by any of the dorms, like on campus, you can always tell which ones are like the worst ones to be in because you'll smell it outside the building and it's
good time, man.
Try it. It's good for you.
And I know what he's talking about, and it's always the swim team.
Yeah.
It's always the swim team.
Green for a reason, man. Green means go.
I will say,
means go.
I would rather have that smell lingering around than one of the players on my team's smell. And like they walk into the room and the whole room smells like dirty laundry. Like
I got
the worst,
like
stale dirty laundry smell. Like it smells like booty cheek sweat 24/7 in the chair that he sits in. Even after you like wipe it down with sanitizer, like.
Yeah. You guys, Danny, Sam, you guys remember Caleb?
Yeah.
From Danvers?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Danny would, because he was older, but that's about probably what that's like. We would always say, and I loved the kid, don't get me wrong at all. I loved him to death, but he was a big boy and he would leave behind a stench. So we found out that it wasn't because he wasn't taking a shower. He would not, he wouldn't clean his clothes like he should.
Yeah.
So I found that out on a trip to Tennessee once with him.
That's what I feel like it is, because like I said, it smells like dirty laundry. It's not like BO. It's just pure like dirty laundry. And I've asked him before because he's like very self like aware that he smells bad and he apologizes for it. I'm like, do you just not have like, or can you not like afford deodorant or is like
a
shower?
Here's
anything?
A quarter,
or,
buddy.
He's like, I shower twice a day and yada, yada. I was like, do you like clean your
twice
clothes?
A day?
And he's like, yeah, I do my laundry. And I was like,
when? Once every other month?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about that one. Like, it can't be. Like,
the question is, does he use detergent when he washes off?
Right?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I can't quite afford detergent, though.
Yeah, I pour some hand soap in there.
So I, had, I have had issues.
Pour some ants open there.
That's what we're supposed to do, right? That's the way Daddy always taught me.
I always pour my coconuts smelling shampoo in there.
There was like, well, I mean, all right.
Would come in a GameStop every now and again. He'd like pre-order stuff, and it was always the worst. And whenever I saw him walking in, I was like, great. You know, I got to get the can of Glade ready.
Ooh.
Talking with him, he's a super nice guy. You know, always very cordial. But the second like he walked up, like you had to hold your breath. Like it was so pungent, you wanted to just vomit. And then he would leave, and then it would just stay by that register. You'd have to disinfect everything, spray it down. It was just terrible.
It sticks.
My first year of doing esports, there was a kid that was on the Smash team with us, and we had to go pick him up from his house once. And he smelled like nothing but cigarette smoke and cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, it smelled like so bug infested house. Yeah, it's got a very so distinct funky smell.
That's awful. Windows down, baby.
I mean, I don't know.
Any time of the year. I don't. Yeah. Sometimes I mean, it's a conscious decision.
Like you guys were saying, he was nice. But it's just
they're always nice. Always nice ones.
Yeah. Not always.
But they're always stinky.
Yeah, not always.
Yeah, you're right.
We had a house that we rehabbed.
Tyler,
it's always the stinky ones.
Tyler's not nice ever.
I don't know. There's someone that I work with who also smells really bad, but he's also a dick. So
well, there
it's
you
always
go.
The dicks.
Yeah. That makes it smell even worse.
Yeah,
you smell like a dick.
Jeez,
I don't know what that smells like.
I've never smelled one.
You know,
do you smell yours?
I smell mine every day.
Nope.
That's I even went out. Mint. I bought some actual mint leaves for the garnish. Leaves.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you have yeah. to. Did so you didn't muddle them in?
Someone's bougie. Mm-mm.
Oh, so yeah, that's what generally bougie. Goes in a mojito.
Is living the high life.
It's well, the mix that I have has it in it. It's it says mojito on it. It's literally yeah.
Interesting.
Strawberry guava mojito. And it's they have a recipe for it, like Simply does, like on their website. They have like all their mixology line has like recipes for the drinks. Yeah, so I just followed that exactly, basically.
Interesting.
I don't know, I'm not a drunkard, so
I am.
All right.
Me either.
I'm more of a weeder.
No
yeah,
thanks.
Man.
I'm
a weedy.
I do not like the whole
I'm a weedy. I eat my weedies.
No fun.
Because they're edible, you get
weedies
it?
Are okay.
Yeah.
Weedies go really, Weedies go really good in hamburgers.
You know, it's weird.
And then weed.
It tastes like grapefruit juice.
I guess like, I can see that.
Like by Joey.
Like, it just tastes like straight
grapefruit juice.
Hi, Joey.
Like so without the alcohol, like it's strawberry guava. Like I needed a moment. It's like some mint flavor, but like, when you put the alcohol in, it just tastes like grapefruit.
Interesting.
I needed a moment after that.
I understand.
Weedies well, and Weedies hamburgers
on hamburgers.
Yeah. Why would you even think to do that? Why would you do that, Mr. Master?
So it's
what's
Mormon,
telling the story?
It's
the same way people put ketchup on scrambled eggs.
So it's a Moreland family recipe. They're ridiculously good. I have yet to actually get that recipe from my dad because there's Wheaties, there's mustard and ketchup in it. There's quite a few ingredients in it, and they are really
I try
good.
It.
They're really good. They're not like it would
what
be
is
like
it?
Any. It's so it's hamburgers, but it's made with Wheaties and there's ketchup and mustard and garlic.
I put Reese's Puffs on my hot dogs. So
what
you know?
Now you're the weird one because you're
minute.
Eating
that's
wieners and
weird.
Balls.
Okay, I'm not gonna call it weird because if you like it, I would try it. But that's weird.
No, you're weird. No, that's weird.
Who would do that?
What
the same? The Reese's Puffs on hot dogs.
Do you do that?
No,
personally,
I don't do that.
Then it's weird.
Oh, great. Now he's acting defensive.
Personally, personally, I prefer when I deep fry things, I replace the panko with Rice Krispies.
Is that crispier? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it pops. Snap, crackle, pop makes it really fun to deep fry.
Nice. Okay. All right.
That's
weird. All right.
That's not that weird.
Yeah. Speaking of panko, I went to Ninja Sushi and had some really good tempura rolls. I got the sushi pizza, which was really good.
I love Ninja Sushi.
I did. Have you had the sushi pizza?
I have not.
So it's like a bed of rice. It is. It's like $20. It's like a bed of rice that they tempura, just like the rice, and then they put like piles of crab meat. piles of just like straight panko on top, and then they put like the orange like eggs on top of it, and then they have their like eel sauce that they put on it, and it's like, oh my god, it's so good.
I have yet to find any sushi that I actually enjoy eating. I'm gonna say
get this.
I think you want sushi. I don't like fish. Like I love like shrimp and
sushi.
Okay,
sushi.
I love shrimp, crab, and lobster, and it kind of eat on the lobster, but all those I like. I just can't eat fish in general.
So you would probably like it with the tempura batter shrimp.
You'd like the Playboy roll. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite one.
Playboy's a good one.
I had I think it's the Ninja King crab or something like that roll. It had tempura lobster and crab in it.
Ooh.
And it was nice. So good.
When you come to Michigan, Cheddar, so we're going to stop by this place. It's called Sushi Zen, and they have this appetizer that they make exclusively their own invention, and it's all this crab meat, and they slice avocado all on the outside, so it's like a ball of avocado stuffed with crab meat. And then they pour this spicy mayo sauce all on top and have tempura flakes at the bottom. And ooh, baby, if you ever had foodgasm, that would get you there.
How come when I was in Michigan, I didn't get to go there?
We did something else. Next time, I'll take you there.
Uh-oh.
You and I are going to carpool her there.
You really want a sushi experience.
It's good.
There's a place not far from me. It's a truck stop. They make the sketchiest sushi.
If you ever want to spend the next three days on a toilet, you just eat this gas station sushi.
If you ever want to die eating sushi,
don't get the yellowtail, guys. Whatever you do, don't get the yellowtail.
A guy died last year.
And it wasn't the one who ate the sushi. He was in the stall next to me. Don't get the yellow tail.
Oh my soul. That's good.
So I don't know how familiar you guys are with the movie The Seven Samurai.
No, I'm not.
Simmy.
I know of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Archetype, the Six Samurai.
Okay. The reason I bring it up is because I watched that Zack Snyder movie, The Rebel Moon Part 2 today, whatever. It was all right. It was fine. It was a dumb movie that I laughed at a bunch because I thought it was dumb. But anyways.
Is that the 1954 film?
Yes.
Okay.
So you've also heard of those of you that like Westerns, the Magnificent Seven, I think. Yeah, the Magnificent Seven. Yeah.
The same movie.
Hateful Eight.
Yep. So it's pretty similar. Essentially, you know, like a village can't or a town can't defend itself, so they go find these people that are like these lackluster heroes of old to defend the town, and you know, most of them die in the process. But anyways, while watching it, I got the idea that that would be a hilarious at least one shot for this village contracting all of us to protect their village and us bumbling around to do it.
As we do. I like that.
I do that a lot where I like watch a show and I'm like, this would be perfect to like Z&D scenario.
Yeah, definitely. I have quite a few ideas wrote down that I haven't developed yet.
But
this is one shot.
Obviously, I know we already have our Western stuff that we're doing that's gonna be in a different direction. And
it doesn't hurt to do another Western.
No, it doesn't. I just thought that'd be pretty cool. I didn't know if you guys
I got a lot of ideas for the Western. It's going to be crazy.
Well, all I know is we're going to go to Tahiti.
Tahiti.
James Cassidy. Cassidy. Don't dead name me. I am Cassidy McCree.
Hello.
Cassidy.
The name's Quentin.
Have a little bit of faith. Go get me some more money.